This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In North Alabama, a white state game warden faces manslaughter charges in the shooting death of a black motorist during a traffic stop. The officer thought the driver was armed, but an investigation revealed no gun. It's the first time an Alabama game warden killed someone in an incident that was not related to hunting. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
33-year-old James Photo Sharpley was running late on his way home from work when he hit the rush hour traffic on Interstate 565 between Huntsville and Decatur, Alabama. He was low on gas and started passing cars illegally on the right shoulder to get to a nearby service station. His driving caught the attention of State Game Warden John Rayleigh, who usually works miles away but was in Huntsville that day to get his truck radio fixed. Rayleigh pulled Sharpley over, and when the officer tried to give Sharpley a speeding ticket, Sharpley challenged the warden's jurisdiction. Jamie Weeks is James Sharpley's brother-in-law.
And the way we understood it is James said, "You don't have the authority to pull me over, call backup." And he got back in his car and went on to the service station. And that's when they had conversation, and James, the way we understood it, reached in the car, got his driver's license, and that's when he shot him.
Witnesses said Rayleigh shot Sharpley from behind. The bullet entered just under his arm and pierced his lungs, killing him.
John Rayleigh was confronted with a situation where he really didn't have any choice.
Attorney Donald Ray represents the game warden. He says when Sharpley failed to comply with Rayleigh's orders, a routine stop turned into a dangerous situation. Ray says the officer feared that Sharpley was reaching for a gun.
When Mr. Sharpley was down into the floorboard getting what later obviously turned out to be a driver's license, because that's what was found, he told him to stop. This man did not stop, and Officer Rayleigh had no choice but to use his weapon.
Since the July shooting, Rayleigh has been at a desk job. Last month, a grand jury indicted him for manslaughter. The indictment said Rayleigh acted in the sudden heat of passion. The possible sentence is 2 to 10 years in prison, but a judge could give him probation. Sharpley's family had been calling for murder charges and now fears the officer's punishment will amount to little more than a slap on the wrist.
He needs to be put away.
Joyce Weeks Sharpley is the victim's widow.
He told him to get his license. And he shouldn't have done it. He should have shot him and laid down anything. But he meant to kill him.
Joyce Sharpley says her husband always kept his driver's license in the car between the driver and passenger seats. Her brother, Jamie Weeks, speculates if Sharpley had been white, the incident might not have ended the way it did.
The only thing we can figure out was that he was embarrassed because James probably, said, "Hey, you don't have authority," and there was 15, 16 witnesses around, and I guess he thought that he didn't want a black man telling him what he could do and what he couldn't do, and shot him.
Rayleigh's lawyer strongly denies that racial animosity was at play. He points to Rayleigh's clean record in more than 30 years of law enforcement. Ray says it was Sharpley's actions that led to what he calls a tragic situation, and that Officer Rayleigh did what he was trained to do. Joyce Sharpley's lawyer, John Teague, disagrees. He thinks Rayleigh exceeded his authority.
You can't use deadly force basically to apprehend somebody for a misdemeanor.
Authorities say part of the problem is the misconception that game wardens only work in the woods, tracking down illegal hunters or people fishing without a license. The state's 158 game wardens have full police powers, just like a state trooper, according to Tim Cosby, chief of enforcement at the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Cosby says game wardens don't routinely make traffic-related arrests, but can stop motorists if they suspect illegal activity.
As an example, if we stop someone and he's intoxicated, but he is not actually guilty of night hunting, then, of course, we would not release him. We would handle that particular situation.
Cosby says the last fatal shooting by a game warden in Alabama was in 1959 when a hunter resisted arrest. The Decatur shooting drew weeks of protests by a local civil rights group, the 2000 Freedom Fighters. The group's founder, Doris Baker, says she's disappointed that Rayleigh wasn't charged with murder, but is glad that he will at least face a jury.
I kind of felt that we wasn't going to get murder, but that's what we were asking for. But at least we got something.
No trial date has been set. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Decatur, Alabama.